In Michigan, the governor's race is shaping up to be an anti-incumbent campaign. Republican multimillionaire Dick DeVos is running against Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm. Republicans believe the sorry state of Michigan's economy puts them within striking distance of toppling her, a rare bright spot, perhaps, for the GOP. But Governor Granholm blames President Bush and Republican trade policies for Michigan's problems. She says people who aren't happy with the president should vote for her. We have more from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
Jennifer Granholm enjoyed stratospheric approval following her election in 2002. Her speeches brought people to their feet. There was talk nationally of amending the U.S. Constitution to allow the Canadian-born governor to run for president. But the U.S. auto companies based in Detroit continued to struggle as U.S. buyers sought Toyotas, Hondas, and Nissans. The governor's popularity tumbled with every headline about layoffs, company shutdowns, or bankruptcies. In Grayling, Michigan, sports fans are settling in at the bar to watch the Detroit Tigers play the New York Yankees on TV. Jeannie Russell is rooting for the Tigers, but she's no fan of Granholm's.
I don't think she's done that great a job. I mean, I was on unemployment for the past 6 months. You know, I'm lucky to have the two jobs I have now.
Russell says even with those two jobs, she has a tough time making ends meet.
It's hard for me to even pay for school pictures. Come on.
Please join me in welcoming Governor Jennifer M. Granholm, our governor, our continued governor.
Up the street, the governor's addressing a crowd of Northern Michigan Democrats. She says Jeannie Russell's resentment should be directed at the White House. She says manufacturing is taking a huge hit across the country. The textiles industry in the Carolinas and Pennsylvania's steel have already felt it.
Right now, it's happening in Michigan with the automotive industry. And we have an administration in Washington that is sitting idly by. The Bush administration, president sitting on his hands while we see the deindustrialization of this nation.
Criticizing President Bush doesn't hurt in Michigan, where polls say nearly two-thirds of the people don't approve of the job he's doing. And Granholm links her Republican opponent, businessman Dick DeVos, to the president at every opportunity. DeVos belongs to one of the richest families in the country. He's an heir to the Amway fortune and for 9 years led the company co-founded by his father. And his family has been a generous donor to Republicans, including the president. Now DeVos is spending freely on his own gubernatorial campaign.
Downsizing, plant closings, homes for sale all over Michigan. We're last in the nation in job creation.
DeVos argues that his business experience qualifies him to fix the economy.
The case is being made each and every day as we hear stories of families who are forced to leave Michigan because we haven't been able to turn around employment. Our economy continues to underperform the nation. People have recognized that new leadership is required with different background, different experience.
Democrats say that experience includes investing heavily in China at roughly the same time his company was laying off workers in Michigan. DeVos says that was necessary to break into the huge Chinese market and to survive and compete in a global economy. But Democrats saw an opportunity in Amway's international strategy.
Do you suppose maybe there's a province in China that's looking for a governor?
Ads like this one have forced DeVos into defending his business record and his commitment to Michigan workers. At the bar in Grayling, Jan Bessonen says she's disturbed by DeVos's Amway connection.
I don't know. I'm very undecided on both of them.
And the most recent poll shows a growing number of undecided voters in Michigan, with a month to go before the election. For NPR News, this is Rick Pluta in Grayling, Michigan.